This is a hypnotic program for men who want to deepen their sense of cuckolded worthlessness, sissies who want to diminish their ties to manhood, and losers who want to focus on their mistress and not their own petty little sexual hang-ups. It is subtle and sweet-sounding, but this is very, very toxic and effective and serious. Do not use this program unless you are willing to suffer physical sexual performance issues. These may have to be reversed by my own hypnotic work. In other words, you are giving up your little dick by listening to this, and you may actually have to ransom its use and its potency back from me if you decide you've changed your mind. But we both know that you're not likely to change your mind. So think very hard about whether you actually want this before you use this recording. Try to resist. Now, assuming that you're not trying to resist, and assuming that you have decided that you need to switch off your ridiculous little dick. Now, it's time to lay down and lay back. Now, you are compelled to become my very willing victim. My eyes open, willing victim lying stretched out on the bed, on your back, perhaps slumped in a chair, staring at a photograph of me, probably with one of your hands on your little dick, and it's not time for that now. It's not time for that anymore. Now it's time for only one thing, one simple, basic thing. Now it's time to listen to the sound of Mistress's voice. Now, listening to Mistress's voice and allowing yourself to feel the pull, to feel the downward sloping pull, to feel the beautiful ebbing drift. Now, it's time to listen in. And as you listen in, you can feel the effects of my voice on your body. My voice affects your body, pours in through the canal of your ear, and spirals around and around inside your mind now, pressing the headphone to your ear, my voice spilling out, cascading through your brain, invading and probing, working its way around the little spirals. You can feel it palpably now, yes. You can feel it working its way through you. And as you do, as you listen, it becomes more and more relaxing, more and more peaceful to listen to the sound of my voice, more seductive. My voice working its way through the looped, spiraling insides of your mind creates space, strips your thoughts, pares your thoughts down to slow, elemental and beautifully empty thoughts. Beautiful wide vistas of no thoughts opening up behind any thoughts that you have at the moment, behind any distraction that might be tugging you upwards, backwards, towards your normal waking life. Those distractions, they just look so unattractive now. Looking at them from the other side, looking at them from this side with my voice, spiraling around, creating space and time, slowness and emptiness. And those things are so much more attractive than distraction and stress. And the longer you soak in them, the longer you look outward at that wide, expansive vista, the less and less you want to go back. There's nothing to be ashamed of there. No one in their right mind would choose tension and distraction and strain and stress over this feeling. The decision to move forward, outward, towards the empty, no-thought, beautiful zone of relaxation, euphoria. The decision to move towards Goddess's beautiful voice. That's the proverbial no-brainer. No brain. No mind. The tension dissipating from your body the longer you listen, the longer you allow my voice in to cycle through you, bloodstream deep, doing its work on your body and your mind. The longer you allow that to happen, the more you want to allow it, permit it, release any fight, release any struggle. The more you want to allow yourself now to give in, your eyes closed, your shoulders dropped, your spine lengthened out, beautifully relaxed from the back of your neck down to your tailbone. So much better this way. Yes. So much better this way, now in trance, now in a pleasant drifting sensation. So much better this way. Light in the mind, heavy in the body. The lighter and the less unburdened your mind feels, the heavier and heavier your body actually gets. And as your mind begins to lighten and float upward off into the expansive sky, your cock begins to get lively. Oh yes, your cock begins to stir and stiffen. The more you listen, and the more motionless and sluggish your arms get, the more distinctly you can feel my voice now, floating downward from the expanses of your mind, and it's wrapping your cock and your balls. My voice, slippery and sexy, is snaking its way around your cock, over and over, so vaguely that you can hardly feel it, though. Your cock is waking up. Just a light, light tickle now, grazed by my voice, the little puff of breath as I exhale, and it feels so good. It feels so wonderful. It feels so wonderful because my voice is so wonderful, and it just makes you want to obey me, and it makes you want to please me, just like you want to move your arms and your legs right now. Yet you find that you can't. No, you can't do it. Go ahead, try, but you can't do it. Oh, I know I didn't mention that. But you're so heavy that you don't really want to try anyway. And if you do try to move, any success that you have will be so limited anyway that it's just that much easier to give up, to just give up. And when you give up, And that struggle to move, it's so much easier to just go deep. That's right. However deep you are in trance now, you find yourself drifting down. 10 times deeper, your mind clearing as it goes. Clearing so profoundly and so simply. And your cock getting harder and more excited. Your cock beginning to throb with vitality and sex, even though you don't want it to. It's just better to go deep. You want to do that. You don't want to get turned on, but you're powerless now. So powerless and so defeated. Did you think you have a choice? Did you really think you had a choice once I have you in my spell? Once I put you under and took over your mind, took over your limbs and your impulses and even your cock, once my voice took over your cock, did you think you had any kind of choice? Oh yes, I didn't explain everything fully. You felt so safe and so sexy going under for me. So lulled by the sexy sound of my hypnotic voice, taking you under, holding your hand, leading you down so gently. Yes. But to be fair, I didn't explain everything to you because I didn't have to. Those were never the agreements. And you didn't know what awaits you. You still don't. But it doesn't frighten you. It should frighten you. It occurs to you that maybe you ought to be a bit scared, but you're not really. Any moment of anxiety that you're feeling now just serves to show you how much nicer it is to go deep, let go, listen in. Any moment of apprehension is one that you can allow yourself to feel. You can even choose it if you want. Wake yourself up, go ahead, knock yourself out. Or you can choose this. The relaxation, the drift, and the bliss. You can choose anxiety, or you can choose the sound of my voice and the seduction of my voice. Your cock seems to be choosing my voice because it's so hard now. I'm so excited. It always gets excited the moment it encounters me. The moment it encounters any woman, but all those women are so out of your league. They're so high above you. And the deeper you go, the more the layers are being peeled back. The veils are being torn aside, and you just see this fact so naked. It's like reading it. It's like reading it in 14-point type bolded, that you're unfuckable and unworthy, and your dick, excited as it is, even if it's big, even if you think it's pretty, just isn't good enough. You don't know what to do sexually. You only know how to jack it. You only know how to stare at my photos and jack it. That's the truth. Down here is only darkness, sweet perfume, warm air, and my perfect, authoritative voice telling you the unedited truth. Your cock isn't adequate for fucking. You're not a man at all. Dwell on that. Sink into that. Deeper and deeper. So deep now that in fact your consciousness has gently settled at its bottom, yes. Your conscious mind is enveloped in blackness. You are breathing perfume, drugged, powerful perfume, an opiate that slows your mind, your breath, and it flattens your independent response. Now you are motionless. Now you are trapped. And now your cock remains so hard. Harder and harder. Every breath you breathe now is being sent directly to your cock. a straight, mainlined sexuality that worries your dick, caresses its wet head. Your own breathing is the enemy of your cock now, yes. Driving it perilously close to coming each breath, driving it more and more perilously close to climax, each breath in and out, directly to your cock. As you breathe, and as you listen, and as your cock undergoes this sexual torment, this aching sexual torment, and as you sink down so much deeper under than ever before, so much deeper under, the further and deeper you go, the more you realize that you are surrendering your cock to me. You are surrendering it. The harder and more excited it gets, the more it becomes mine. Mine and not yours. Now that your cock is mine and not yours, now that my voice remotely controls it, surrounds it, and squeezes it, now that my will is milking you soundly, and you're so excited, this is a good time to discuss your cock. This is a good time to discuss my cock. You play with it, stroke it, and feed its obsessions. You tribute when it's hard, and you run away when it's soft, but you know. You know that this is going to have to change. You are changing. You are electing this change because you know, deep down, that this change is good for you. Take your mind back. Back to a time in your life when you did something that made a woman smile and it had nothing to do with your cock. Think back and picture it. A time when a beautiful, beautiful woman smiled at you. Maybe she was laughing at you. Maybe she was laughing at something you said. Maybe it wasn't even that mean, but it felt so good. Like a warm ray of light to see her face light up and her cheeks color while she laughed. And it had nothing to do with you fucking her, or wanting to fuck her. Because, as you know, you are not capable of pleasing her with this dick. You can let go. You can let go and just focus on the visual of her face. Her face in delight is so beautiful and so erotic. Bring yourself back to this time. Your cock is still hard now, but you're not really thinking about this. Now you're thinking about two or three things. Two or three things that are just as important and just as erotic. Your cock is standing between you and that. Your cock is interfering with the focus it takes to be what you want to be. Receptive and ass-fucked. A little sissy hole. You don't want your new husband or boyfriend needing to feel obligated to give you the reach around. No one wants to give you the reach around. You just want to tape your cock up neat and tidy in your little sissy panties for good and forget about it. All that feeling swirling around your cock is beginning to shift. It's dropping down, passing behind your balls. It's creeping down over your taint so that all your erotic sensation is between your cock and your balls right now. That powerful sensation as you breathe in and out, it's creeping even further back. Now, every time you breathe, that excitement, you feel it in your slutty little asshole. Your slutty little sexual receptive hole. Suck and fuck. Every time you jerk it, every single time, that intensity of feeling, that orgasmic drive, it's going to shift back like that. You're going to find it rooted at your nasty little slut pucker. You're going to have to chase that erotic feeling back and start toying with your ass You're going to crave being fucked like a little sissy nympho. And the more this happens, the more you're going to forget about your cock. The more you jerk it, the more you're forced to forget it. You're turning nympho. You're turning bimbo. Yearning for cock. Yearning for cock, the more your cock diminishes. That's what's going to happen. You want it to happen listening to my erotic, whispering voice, milked and squeezed by the power of my voice and my will. So sweet, so erotic, so orgasmic. Your cock is shutting down. Your ass is being switched on. But even more than your ass being switched on is your new, altruistic, feminine, giving self. As much as you like to fuck, a smile on my face, her face, my face, is worth all the ass pounding on earth. You just want to make everyone smile. Those bad, bad boys, those wicked girls, those sweet girls. You just want to please and please. You just want to please everyone. You're a sexual receptive now. You are becoming a sexual receptive. You must wait for things to be done to you. Your cock is useless. And you are like a girl. Your cock is switched off. Your cock is growing numb. The more you rub, the number it gets. You'll jerk off when I wake you. You won't be able to resist. But as hard and as close and as edged and as horny as you are, you won't get off. You won't get off. Oh, you'll tug it and you'll lube it and you'll jerk it and you won't get off. And you won't even remember why. Oh, you'll remember why after you've tried and tried. You'll find that it will take twice as long, yes, twice as long as it usually does. At least twice as long as usual. And then, when you remember why, you'll come. You'll come so hard that you'll want to listen to this recording again, of course. You'll come running back to my voice. That orgasm, which is so powerful and so good, it's going to drive you back right away. A compulsive little jack-off. But when you do it again, it's only going to work half as well as that. And the time after, half as well as that. Your cock is diminishing, starting now. Your cock is going numb, losing feeling. Your slutty little sexual receptive asshole is being switched on instead. It could take a day, a week, 2 weeks, a month, 3 months, but it will happen. Eventually. The more you stroke, the harder you stroke, the less it'll work. And one day, your cock will be completely limp. One day, you'll touch it, and it won't respond at all. My cock won't jump to the sound of my voice like an overexcited dog. My cock won't even need to be hard for you to want to make me smile. My cock won't need to be hard and excited in order to suck cock for me obediently. My cock won't need to be hard to want me to get fucked royally and perfectly fucked by a real man with a functional dick. One day, your cock will just be limp. That is starting now. There's nothing you can do now to stop the process, because you started the process, I didn't. You did. You want this. You want this so, so very much. You want to turn me on. Turning your cock off like this turns me on. Putting your cock up on my trophy shelf with the others turns me on. You want to become my chemical eunuch. The chemicals in your body, the chemicals in your brain, my mind is turning them against your cock. However virile you are now, however quickly you come now, it's just never going to be the same. It's going to be so different. All the sensations are going to be so diffused, so switched down in intensity. But the intensity of serving your goddess is going to increase. In the same proportion that your cock wanes and diminishes, your submissive drive will increase and increase. Your desire to submit, to be your authentic, dickless, pussified self is going to drive your every decision, your every waking moment. And now that I have your cock, and now that I have taken away your cock from you, your every waking moment is mine. And this is what you wanted. And this is what's happening now. I give you the trigger word, useless. Useless. It will appear to you as you masturbate, at first in the background of your mind, then louder and louder. And when it gets to a point, it will ruin your stroking, your orgasm. It will soften and ruin your erection on the spot. Useless. Now, as you begin to drift wonderfully upward, one of your hands comes free from the lock, the heavy lockdown that my voice put on it. And you can put that hand on my cock for now, that's fine. You'll jerk off the moment you're awake, but not before. You'll work doggedly and patiently. And only when you realize how long it's been taking you to come, only when you realize, gee, this is taking so long, only then will you remember this. And even though you might be afraid or resistant, it won't matter. You'll go right back to listen again. You won't want to listen to anything but my voice, this voice, to get off. So addictive, so sexy, so subliminal, taking your very sexuality away from you. So dangerous, really. But you can't do anything about it, can you? Might as well let go. Enjoy it. Soak in it. Now, as more and more of your mind and your body slowly comes back to you, now as you begin to drift up, now you can wake as I count to 10 in reverse. Your hand will be on your cock. You'll do what comes naturally. And your cock will become, over the course of a few days, or a couple of weeks, totally and completely useless. 10. Beginning to feel yourself tugged awake. 9. Feeling the lightness and the motion returning to your limbs. 8. Pictures coming into focus again. 7. The eyes beginning to engage behind the eyelids again. 6. Perhaps even fluttering open. 5. 4. Oh, so useless. 3. 2. 1. Wake up!